now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
This is Cooper back with the Cocktail Nation once again. This week, we've got some great stuff lined up for you on the show, some fantastic music, including an interesting chat with a listener who got in contact with me. Now, I'm always getting interesting requests from listeners, but this one is probably the one that really takes the cake. A fellow by the name of Barry Martin is selling his home, his 1962 home in Los Angeles, and it has a very cool tiki bar in it that he's pushing as a main selling point, and he wanted some help with this. So maybe you'd like a new home with a tiki bar built in, ready to go. We've got the one for you. We'll find out more about that real soon. An interesting website called Retronaut to come your way. I've got some interesting news out of the Cocktail Nation, plus some of the best lounge and exotica from across the planet as we kick off with Nutty from their latest album. This one's called Same Old Song and Scat on the Cocktail Nation.
Yourself cooler, lay yourself low. Coincidental murder with nothing to show, and the judge's constipation gonna go to his head with his wife's aggravation. You're bound to be soon to be dead. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Oh. Got you with the cocaine, you found with your gun. No smooth-faced lawyer gonna get you undone. Say love ain't the same on the south side of town. You can look all you wanna, but you're never gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Same old story, same old story, same old song and dance. Yeah.
Logging your old time connection, change your direction. Ain't gonna change it, can't rearrange it, can't tell the pain, cause it's all the same to you. Town. You can look all you wanna, but you're never gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Same old story, same old story, same old song and dance, my friend.
Coop Cooper's Cocktail Nation. Thanks to UltraSwank.net.
Cocktail Nation Spyfire with Zambezi. Looking forward to their new album, which is coming out very, very soon. And loosely translated, the new album is going to be called Spy on Vacation. I won't even attempt the Spanish interpretation of it, because I'll probably muck it up. Now, you know, I get a lot of interesting requests on the Cocktail Nation. People send me emails all the time. This one I thought was kind of interesting. A listener by the name of Barry Martin is selling his house in Los Angeles, and it comes with its very own tiki bar. And he said, do you think you might be able to help me out with this, Cooper? And I said, yeah, why not? Why not? That's what we're all about here. We're all about community. He joins me online. Now, Barry, whereabouts is this house exactly, okay?
We're in Studio City. So we are in the area where CBS, Warner Brothers, you know, a lot of the big studios are. We're on the other side of the Hollywood Hills.
Right.
So if you imagine Hollywood is at the foothill of a big mountain, we're just on the other side.
Fantastic. You must have very nice views up there.
Yeah, actually, beautiful canyon views, and we get a little sliver of city lights in the valley. You can hear the fireworks going off at Universal Studios every night. So it's not particularly unpleasant, you know, they're just a nice little color in the sky.
That's nice.
But it's still L.A., even though we're in the valley, which is a little bit warmer, but apparently not warm enough. Palm Springs.
Yeah, no, you told me off air, you're moving to Palm Springs, all those Martini Kings songs have obviously got through to you.
Inspiration. I mean, the first time I went to Palm Springs, I fell in love with it, just the way the mountains color all
gorgeous.
Day long. And it's a bit like island life, if you think about it. You know, you're not landlocked, but being in Palm Springs is a little bit like being on an island. You know, you've got a small area where people live and play. And then if you drive too far, you're in the middle of nowhere. Might as well be the middle of the ocean.
There is a fantastic radio station out there, and I don't know whether you've heard it. It's called KWXY. It's a beautiful music radio station, and it's probably one of the last beautiful music radio stations in America, possibly the world. And
why don't I know about that? Where are they located?
They're in Cathedral City. And you got to check them out. They're a fantastic radio station. I've been wanting to talk to these guys, and I will down the track, because it's in this old 1950s building in Palm Springs, and it's just very, very cool. So you'll dig the music down there. To get back to your house, you've got a cool tiki bar at the back.
Yeah, built this about 5 years ago. Just the idea to flatten out the back, because since 1962, when the house was built, no one ever did anything in the backyard. And we're on quite a slope. You know, we're up in the hilltop, almost the top of the hill. So the part of the house is embedded into the bedrock, you know, up on some I-beams. So it has one of those classic, you know, L.A. canyon views. But no one did anything with the backyard because it was too steep. So by hand, we leveled out the whole top up by the back gate area and made it flat enough for a large tiki hut. I think the tiki hut is probably about 16 by 20 feet and probably about 8.5 feet tall at its peak. And it's covered in a fireproof thatch that I was surprised looks quite real. And we wouldn't want to use real thatch up here because, you know, because fires are quite common in this part of California. Didn't want that to the ability to catch on fire. So that's not a worry.
I'm looking at the picture of it, actually, and it sort of looks a little bit like a boat almost, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. It's got a lot of influences, but a lot of the stuff, you know, I collect at flea markets, or family buys for us at garage sales or whatever, and ships us big care packages of tiki stuff. And we've got some great vintage things that people have donated, you know, some pearly shell lamps and some old Japanese floats.
Wow.
All original stuff, you know, from back in the day.
Yeah.
And then not a lot of the newfangled stuff that you see on eBay that's all pre-manufactured to be tiki.
Yeah.
Some of it's pretty vintage.
Well, it's a pretty cool house. It's from 1962, as you said. It's a house that comes with a tiki bar, which is why I wanted to talk to you. If people head over to my website, cocktailnation.net, over in Coop's News, I've got the links to where you've got it advertised, which is through Zillow cocktailnation.com. We've got the links there, so
and
just
all those listings, yeah.
Yeah, it's an easy place to go. Just head to my website, cocktailnation.net, if you're interested in maybe buying a pad in LA from 1962 that's got a tiki bar built into it. I mean, who wouldn't want that? Check it out. And
tropical landscaping. It's beautiful. Yeah, I love it here. But Palm Springs is calling.
Maybe you know somebody who perhaps is looking for a pad in LA, and you can pass those details on. So, Barry, it's been lovely talking to you. It's always nice to catch up with listeners and listeners with an interesting story.
Yeah, Coop, thanks for the spot. Appreciate the time, and it's been lovely talking with you, man.
No worries.
Tony Marsico from the Martini Kings, and you are listening to Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
where's that ego people pay to see?
Enchanted.
The Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation with Lounge Leader Coop Cooper and Sunday Combo with a song called Sit Back. Now, we caught up with Sunday Combo last week. We spoke to the creator of this electronic lounge band called Bass. You can check out the interview from last week simply by heading over to our website, cocktailnation.net. And while you're there, do check out some of the great stuff that we've got sitting on the website, like Swank Advice, and we've got the gig guide on there, and we've got news from across the globe as well. So it's well worth checking out. Lots of things to read about. In fact, an interesting story that I posted just this week gone, which absolutely blew my mind. Now, there's nothing worse than having your car stolen, is there? Particularly if it's a very, very cool sports car. Well, I came across this interesting story of a guy called Robert Russell, who had a 1967 Austin Healey, and it was stolen from him 42 years ago from his home in Philadelphia. It was stolen back in 1970. He's a 66-year-old retired sales manager from Southlake, and he told the Dallas Morning News that he paid a friend $3,000 for the British sports car, and it had sentimental value to him because it was stolen the morning after he took his future wife out on their second date in the car. Russell said he spent years surfing the internet looking for the car and didn't have much hope really in finding it. He thought, well, it's possible that it exists, but you know, there's a good chance that it had been either junked or wrecked. He checked on eBay periodically and he spotted it a few weeks ago, and he immediately called a Beverly Hills car dealership that was selling it. He said the vehicle's identification number actually matched that of his car. He had the original key in the car title, but not a copy of the stolen car report to prove that it was actually stolen from him. So he contacted the Philadelphia police for some help and learned that the car was stolen. The stolen report wasn't actually showing up at the FBI's National Crime Index because one vehicle identification number was entered incorrectly. But the report was finally found and the file was reactivated, and this enabled the LA authorities to actually impound the car. So him and his wife, Cynthia, were able to drive to Los Angeles. They took possession of the car, which he paid $3,000 for. It's now valued at $23,000. He said it still runs, the brakes don't work well, but we're going to put it back the way it was. What a fantastic story. And we've got plenty of those on our website. All you need to do is head over to the Cocktail Nation website, cocktailnation.net. Lucky guy. What a find. And what an incredible change in value from $3,000 to $23,000. A $20,000 markup on a 67 Austin Healey, not bad. Here's Julie London.
We like to chat about the dresses we will wear tonight. We chew the fat about our tresses and the neighbors fight. Inconsequential things that men don't really care to know become essential things that women find so apropos. But that's a dame, we're all the same. It's just a game, we call it girl talk. Girl talk. We all meow about the ups and downs of all our friends. The who, the how, the why, we dish the dirt, it never ends. The weaker sex, the speaker sex, you mortal males behold. But though we joke, we wouldn't trade you for a ton of gold. It's all been planned, so take my hand, please understand. The sweetest girl talk talks of you. It's all been planned, so take my hand. Please understand the sweetest girl talk talks of you.
Ooh. 私の罪を許されるものなら謝りたい。愛しすぎる
It's the Cocktail Nation with Cube Cooper, Oscar Peterson, and Con Alma. Just love the work of Oscar Peterson. You know, you can find us on our website, of course, cocktailnation.net, but you can also find us on Facebook. We've got a special Cocktail Nation page set up there. You can also find me as Coop.Cooper, and on our Twitter handle as well, which is Cocktail Nation, which is probably the main one that we're using these days to send information out. So do check it out. Cocktail Nation is our Twitter handle. We'd love you to come and follow us, and we'll keep you up to date with what's going on. And part of keeping up with what's going on across the globe, I thought to myself, you know, let's do something different. So in the coming weeks, I'm going to be doing some video reviews of various bands and albums and books and things like that that I come across. So I thought, well, why not set up the camera in the penthouse and do some recording? So keep an eye out on our social media pages and on our website for some videos. So we look forward to bringing that to you soon. Should be a lot of fun. Here's Ruth Cameron and Something Cool on the Cocktail Nation.
Something cool. I'd like to order something cool. It's so warm here in town, and the heat gets me down. Yes, I'd like something cool. My, it's nice to simply sit and rest a while. Now I know it's a shame I can't think of your name. I remember your smile. I don't ordinarily drink with strangers. I most usually drink alone. But you were so awfully nice to ask me, and I'm so terribly far from home. Like my dress, I must confess it's very old. But it's simple and neat. It's just right for the heat. I'll save my furs for the cold. A cigarette. Well, I don't smoke them as a rule. But it could be fun with something cool. Bet you couldn't imagine that I one time had a house with so many rooms I couldn't count them all. I'll bet you couldn't imagine I had 15 different beaux who would beg and beg to take me to a ball. I bet you couldn't picture me the time I went to Paris in the fall. And who would think that the man I loved was quite so handsome, quite so tall. Well, it's through. It's just a memory I had. One I almost forgot, 'cause this weather's so hot, and I'm about a date. Oh, wait. I'm such a fool. You're just a guy who stopped to buy me something
crazy.
Beauty more brilliant than the sun, more hypnotic than the moon.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Lava bed of lust.
Swifter than an eagle, tougher than a tiger, more majestic than the king of beasts, Adam.
Taste the forbidden fruit.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Rated R.
Are under 17, not admitted without parent.
I see when we're out
together, dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to go out fishing in an ocean or a creek, but it wouldn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to climb a mountain and reach the highest peak, but it wouldn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arms about you, the charms about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak.
Cocktail Nation with Angie Hubbard from Sydney and Cheek to Cheek. It's Coop Cooper broadcasting from the centre of Sydney with some of the best lounge in Exotica. And I love checking out various websites that are sent to me. And this one's rather interesting. It's called Retronaut. The past is a foreign country. This is your passport, says the website. And it's basically full of some fantastic photos from the 1800s right through to the 1970s. And just superb photos from popular culture, some very artistic photos, some album covers. It's really quite cool. And even though it's not one that you, I suppose, probably read, just checking out some of these incredible photos. There are so many amazing photos. One of my favorite ones is the photo of Bridget Bardot in Cairns back in 1953. So check it out. The website is Retronaut. That's RetroNaut. .co. Well worth checking out. Some great photos on there for you. Time for a look at the world of swank. Got Tiki Tuesdays on at the Noir Bar in Harvard. And this is put on by Brother Cleve, ex-Combustible Edison fame. Coming up on July 29, the Martini Kings, they've got their release of the LP Palm Springs Serenade. We spoke to Tony Marsico not so long ago, a couple of weeks ago. And this album is being released by Dionysus Records. Now check out Dionysus Records to grab this album. It also comes with a download coupon as well, so you can throw it into your iTunes very, very easily. The LP features cover art by Shag, and they're playing their release party for Brad Tiki Parker's art show at La Luz de Jesus Gallery, July 29. Ricky Derrick's always got plenty of gigs on Wednesdays at Zafuzi Uptown, and Otto's Grotto first Wednesday of the month at Forbidden Island Alameda. Tales from the Tiki Lounge, of course, is on right now, as I mentioned, the Brad Parker show over at La Luz de Jesus. Primitiva in Hi-Fi at PKNY in New York every Tuesday night. And don't forget Tiki Oasis, which is just around the corner with their special spy theme. We were hoping to catch up with Otto for this particular show, but unfortunately he wasn't available. We weren't able to swing it this time, but hopefully we'll catch up with him in the future anyway. Of course, this is coming up August 16th and 19th in San Diego, another big show with a special spy theme, this one. The website to go to is tikioasis.com. Charles Phoenix has his retro slideshow once again called Pools, Patios and Barbecues. Bosco's got a special one called Polynesian Pop in Mid-Century San Diego. The Burlesque Assassins are going to be there as well. Plus the Barb Wires, the Lampshades, the Exotics, Los Venturas, King Paris, the Martini Kings, Tikiaki Orchestra. So another huge show. Once again, check out the website tikioasis.com if you'd like some more details on that particular event, which is coming up. Let's get back into the music right now. Octobop and Mine Are Yours on the Cocktail Nation. Thank you.
of a dawn. Shake out the sun, laugh like a loon. Everything's fun, it's crazy. But I'm in love. I act like a fool, what do I care? I'd be a fool long as you're there. It's crazy, but I'm in love. I spread my wings and then I fly all around the city. The world's my sweet potato pie, and I'm sitting mighty pretty. I sweep up the stars, chase that old moon, fall into bed, hum a tune. It's crazy, but I'm in love, 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 love. Mm-hmm. Crazy, but I'm in love. And then I fly all around the city. The world's my sweet potato pie, and I'm sitting mighty pretty. I sweep up the stars, chase that old moon, fall into bed, hum a tune. It's crazy, but I'm in love.
Cocktail Nation with Robert Hicks. It's crazy. Lounge leader Coop Cooper. And next week, I'm going to be joined by the great Lee Joseph from Dionysus Records, a man who's been doing a lot in the scene for a long time, back since 1983, putting out some incredible albums. He's moved into the digital world, which is just fantastic. And he's a guy who's really got his finger firmly on the pulse of music. And having dealt with a lot of music reps throughout my life in radio, I've got to tell you, this guy's switched on, so we'll catch up with him next week. Going to leave you with Vicky Carr now. Stay hip.
Drop the politics and pretensions. Skip the subject of new dimensions. Let's begin about your intentions. Do you happen to like love? Nothing lower than high-type theories. Bring them up and I get the wheels. So the Dodgers will blow the series. Do you happen to like love? I happen to love love. I happen to have my mind on it. Speak to me of love, and maybe you'll find that love is the thing that is bigger than big. Love is the thing that you happen to dig. Take your lectures and take your studies. Give them back to the fuddy-duddies. Let's pretend we're a pair of buddies who just happen to like love. Let's forget the Olympic races. Skip the stuff about foreign places. Let's be getting right down to cases. Do you happen to like love? Drop the fish in the Arctic Ocean. Just how basic is your emotion? Do you happen to like love? I happen to love love. I happen to have my mind on it. treat that you shouldn't avoid. Might even be a discussion of Freud. Take your lectures and goodly habits. Give them back to the squares and babbits. Let's pretend we're a pair of rabbits who just happen to like love.